Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and you're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Koli Tangela on our world. He's president of Tangela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Positive Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fell Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tangela's take.
How do we as a society truly think and feel about women? Not the tired, cliched rhetoric we as men spew when we are in the company of women. They are our better half. Enchanting, beautiful, strong, noble. But when we are among ourselves, upset and angry with our wifeys, girlfriends, daughters, or bosses who are women, we use a whole other bunch of words to describe how we think and feel about women. Wonderful terms of endearment, such as the B word that rhymes with itch, or the H word that's not a gardening tool. Let's not forget those other equally offensive words such as slut, tramp. Why do we as men think and feel this way about our fellow human beings on this planet called women? And if the words and thoughts are not sexually demeaning, degrading, they are about taking positive qualities and making them negatives, as referring to a strong-willed and assertive woman as being a ball-busting bee. Why do we, meaning men, seem to be schizophrenic about women? Love and despise them simultaneously. It's time to spit the formal terminology for this madness. This is not just sexism. This is misogyny. For those of you who aren't familiar with this term, misogyny, it's like sexism to the second power. It's a deep contempt, obsessive need to dominate women. I wasn't always this enlightened or evolved when it comes to dealing with misogyny and sexism. As a matter of fact, to be totally transparent, I used to use those terms, usually in the company of other men trying to be accepted as a man. You see, I knew those terms were wrong. To be even more transparent, I am a survivor of physical and sexual child abuse, so I know how powerful words can be in inflicting love and joy and affirmation, as well as inflicting pain and sorrow and degradation. But the massive need of being accepted by other men, even though I knew that the language they were using was wrong, ignorant, and incorrect, was so powerful at the age I was then. But luckily, thanks to amazing, incredible women who educated and enlightened me to the evil of sexism and misogyny, and other recovering misogynist men like myself who supported me and trying to overcome it, I am able now to check myself. Just like anybody recovering from any sort of illness, it's a day-to-day challenge. I have come to one very important conclusion in regards to destroying, dismantling sexism and misogyny, particularly in the African black community, where we've taken it to a whole other ridiculous and degrading level with a jam and hip-hop beat referring to African girls and women, not only as B's and H's, but rocking a new term, get ready, here it comes, as a thought, meaning, quote unquote, that hoe over there or that hoe out there, depending on whatever Wikipedia or website you go to. But for all the men out there, we have to realize one thing. Women can educate us and inform us to the dangers and pain and consequences psychologically and emotionally to sexism and misogyny. But it will only be us men, the perpetrators of sexism and misogyny, that can truly stop it. Because my brothers, fellow men, we have to stop doing it. So here's my challenge for you. Not only does sexism affect a woman's pay, her possibility of promotion, her truly being respected as a human being. In the world right now, there are thousands of women from Africa, in the Congo, from Nigeria, who are enslaved and trafficked as sex workers. Misogyny to the highest level. Now imagine a young girl chained to a bed in a darkened room in some nondescript country. The door cracks open. The disgusting stench and smell permeates the air. A voice says, "Get up, let me look at you." The young girl or woman lifts her face, and as you see the face, imagine the face being your daughter, your wife, your girlfriend, your niece, even your mother. It shouldn't have to be that a girl or woman that you know is suffering from sexism and misogyny, but if it will help us as men work within ourselves to stop practicing it, then so be it. Because, hey, guys, we are the only ones that can change it. My name's Coley Tengela, and that's my take.
Thank you, Coley Tengela, for that commentary. You can hear Coley every Friday morning at 10 a.m. right here on The Mark Steiner Show.